You know what I love about Lindsay, though? And just guess what I'm going to say, but you can guess it. Something I love about Lindsay, when you first meet her, and as you know, anything she's doing, what? She's got a smile on her face.
Oh, always. Even always. If it's not going well.
Not even if it's bad, she's got a smile on her face.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. That's right, Grow Clinton Podcast. This is episode 19.
Oh, my gosh.
19 of the Grow Clinton Podcast, and I have to say, we are powered by Miles Telephone and Miles Communications, located in the small town of Miles, Iowa, a great telecom co-op that's doing some great things around the region, bringing you high-speed internet, television, and other telephone services to the Miles area and the surrounding communities, to include Clinton, Iowa. So thank you so much to Miles Telephone for your continued support and the support of the Grow Clinton Podcast, which you continue to power with your high-speed, reliable, and affordable internet services. As always, my name is Andy Sokolovich. I am your host for this episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast, as well as every episode that's come before this of the Grow Clinton Podcast. And as always, I'm joined by our co-host, Jenny Holm from Grow Clinton. Jenny, what's happening?
We need to get a sound effect for the Miles communication.
You ask and you shall receive.
We got to get it
for the next one.
Okay.
I can strategically place it in there.
See? Results. Yeah. Results.
Yeah, I geek out on this stuff. I love broadcasting. I love podcasting. I love speaking in public just as much as Lindsay does.
Oh, yeah. I love
and
it. He's here
joining us
today. I'm so good at it.
You are.
So that's my segue, introducing Lindsay Morehart, who is our guest today. Lindsay is the owner, proprietor of the Rusty Barrel Lounge and Bar, located on the 200 block of Fifth Avenue South, right here in Clinton, Iowa, was the former Vinny's Lounge.
Yes.
And I remember the day, it settled right there in my mind, when Lindsay texted me and said, I think I'm going to buy this place. And I was like, hey, if you just need somebody to tell you to do it, then you're reaching out to me. Go ahead and definitely take care of that. But the Rusty Barrel Lounge has been not only a great addition to our downtown footprint, but you guys have been crushing it.
It's been very busy.
Yeah. Like every night there's something going on, with the exception of the nights that you're closed.
Right. And this week, even the night we're closed, we have something going on.
Oh, always stuff. We were joking this morning, which this podcast is recorded on the 25th of March, 2024, that Matt, our vice president of Grow Clinton, will be at the Rusty Barrel Lounge, I think, almost every day this week.
You need to get him a room. You just get him his own dressing room.
Get him an office
like that.
Or something. Yeah. Convert one of the bathrooms into an office.
Or at least name a stool after him.
We could do that. We'll get him a little plaque.
Yeah,
okay.
He would love that. But again, back to the Rusty Barrel Lounge and Bar. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And we want to give you the opportunity to talk about some upcoming events and share some information. What's going on at the Rusty Barrel?
So today is our 1-year anniversary.
Yay! Oh my gosh. We should have had some beers to celebrate.
It's not too late. The day isn't over.
Not too late. This podcast isn't over. If you hear a little, that means we're on it. Either that's a gun clock, or that's an actual beer being drank.
I don't know.
My sound effects aren't that great.
We got to invest in that.
That's right.
So last year at this time, it just popped up in my memories. We had 5 inches of snow.
Oh my gosh.
If this would have been snow instead of rain, we could have been there. We were close the other day. We didn't get the accumulation with some of the communities around us.
Oh yeah.
I don't like snow anymore. I'm an adult.
I'm done.
I'll be 42.
I like that. I'm an adult. I'm over it.
Yeah.
So my memory popped up because it was our first day and our first customers were on bikes.
Icicle bicycle?
Yeah, they rode there with all the snow.
Wow.
Well, that's a great memory to have pop up. But how far have you come in a year, Lindsay?
It's been a long process, but we have learned a lot.
Yeah, you've learned a lot. The place looks great. I was just there on Saturday night. My hips kind of hurt because I was out there cutting the rug.
Were you really?
Yeah, yes. We had the post party from the Irish Auction, which is a fundraiser for Prince of Peace here in Clinton, where my students attend school, as do Lindsay's. And we had a great band called Spoiler Alert.
Yep.
And it got harder and harder to say the more I can see. But they did an awesome job. And yeah, I'm a little stiff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The older I get, the harder it is for me to go out there and do
those. Have fun.
Those sweet dance moves. So what else do you have going on? We just said live music.
Yeah. So this week we have two events. Well, we have tomorrow United Way is having their annual meeting there.
Nice.
So that's actually our closed night. Okay. And Wednesday we have the downtown meet and greet from 5:30 to 7:30.
I'm going to try my best to be there. I'll be traveling back from Des Moines.
You can do it.
Iowa, but I'll do my best to get there.
Faith in you. Faith in you.
And then Thursday, we have your guys' event. Matt's, I don't know how to say it.
Pikachuka, I think.
Pikachuka.
Pikachuka. PK, which is really cool. PK. So for our listeners, do you want to explain what it is or you have no
idea?
I'll
let you.
Go right ahead.
I Googled it first. Okay. Matt sent me an email and said, is the Rusty available for this date? And he sent me a link and said something like this. And I clicked on the link and the first thing that popped up was bullfighting something. And I was like,
that's essentially what it is.
Yeah. I replied back. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, like, I don't even want to know.
So Pikachuka, however you say it.
Pikachuka.
Long story short, it is Japanese, and don't ask me what it actually means, but it was, so when, you know, obviously Japan from a economic development standpoint was really doing some major things in building remodels and erecting new structures, lots of engineering studies going on. So a gentleman decided one day that he was tired of hearing like an hour or two pitch from engineering firms on a new building in Japan. Mm-hmm. So he said, you have 20 seconds per slide, and you have basically that amount of time. You zip through the slides and you share your passion. And if your passion for this project doesn't come through in that amount of time, you're not going to get the job.
See, this is like speed dating.
Yeah. So basically we've talked about that too.
We have.
Basically what they said is, share something that's important. Distill your presentation down to the best of the best and share something you're passionate about. So what we're going to be doing at the Rusty Barrel during the PK event, which again is what day?
Thursday.
This coming Thursday, Thursday, 28th. From 6 to 8, we will be at the Rusty Barrel. And we have several people lined up that are going to be doing this.
Right.
Sharing something they're passionate about their either history or the community. And they have a very limited time window in order to get that message across. And it's fun and exciting and there's libations, but the really cool thing is that you get to hear from folks that you may not always engage on a week-to-week basis.
I think it's so cool because it's people are willing to do it, you know? I think you could go to some communities and be like, nah, you know, I'm not going to do that. But no, people are stepping up and they want to do it. And I think that's great.
Yeah, we're going to try it out. They do it up in Dubuque. So we're going to try to copy their success and do something local here. Mm-hmm. And if the first one, you know, I'm sure will be very successful. But if we don't hit a home run, we'll do it again, make some tweaks and come back to the plate. So I'm very excited about that. Again, the 28th of March, this coming Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Rusty Barrel, again on the 200 block, 5th Avenue South, right next to, well, the bank that's not open anymore.
That's
the
right.
The First National Bank.
Citibank.
Mm-hmm. That's closed. But also, so you're next to a
State Farm
agent as well. Yeah. Is it Dave?
Butcher.
Yes.
Dave Butcher. Yep. Yeah. So anyways, hate to steal your thunder, but that's a Pikachuka.
And then Friday we have another event of Matt's, not really of his, but he will be there for the Paint It Back guest bartending.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. I would strongly.
Stockwells. Mm-hmm.
The Stockwells are playing. It's the Painted.
Yes.
I love that you do this guest bartending thing.
I do too.
So here's my little story. So 2015, 16, I decided that I wanted to become a member of the Leadership Iowa group.
Right.
Now, this was a group of people that meet every single once a month for about 10 months. And and it is not cheap to go through this. And you get to learn things about economic development in the state of Iowa, healthcare, municipal government, federal government, farming, agriculture. You travel all around. I decided I wanted to do this, but I was going to pay for it out of my own pocket. And financially, at that time, there was no way I was going to be able to do this.
Right.
So Jude Gollenvall, who actually owned Vinny's Lounge at the time, she allowed me to do guest bartending to raise the money to pay for my admission and my tuition into Leadership Iowa.
Nice.
So I have a very deep-rooted appreciation for this, and I'm so glad that Lindsay from the Rusty Barrel allows nonprofits to do this in her establishment, because it's a great way to generate some revenue for your nonprofit, your sports team. Plus, Lindsay gets to sit back and probably holds her breath more often than not, especially if Matt Parv is going to be spinning bottles.
I think I work harder during the guest bartending events than any other night.
I love your community involvement.
Yeah.
That's so nice. I mean, you're in there. Lindsay, you've always been involved in the community. You have so many things going on. I mean, on the side, not on the side, but you're also a realtor. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to have somebody in our community who's so involved and kind of loves it as much as us. And are you from? You're from Clinton.
Clinton, yep.
That's nice.
Yep.
Yeah, she's a grad of Prince of Peace.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that's very cool. So again, that is the 29th. You can come out and support Paint It Back. For those of you that aren't familiar with Paint It Back, we had Gabby Torres on. She is, and her partner, Chris Shannon, the brain trust behind the old Toyota building on the north end of town by the sawmill. They're going to basically paint that thing back to original white and bring in muralists from all over the country that are going to be doing some crazy cool things, painting some more murals on that building, and they're going to have a festival to boot. So great nonprofit we have here in our community, and thanks to Lindsay for allowing them to guest bartend and raise some funds to support their efforts. But seriously, though, about Matt, just be careful.
Oh, man.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. If there was training wheels for bartenders, he would be the first one in line. I am no Tom Cruise cocktail myself. But Matt is, because one story he told us this morning is you actually have like protective sanitary caps that go on
the tappers,
the end of the tappers where you pour the beer. And Matt was not aware of that. So he decided to go and pour himself a cold pint and just exploded beer everywhere as the pressure built up behind the tap caps. So
I love all the things that are going on there. You mentioned Gabby Torres. And now with Rusty Barrel, when my son came into town and he lives in Chicago, you know, he grew up here. My kids grew up here, and we said, let's take you out. There's a new place in town called Rusty Barrel. And then also the Paint It Back up on Main Avenue. He went into the Rusty Barrel and we were having some drinks, and he just looked around and goes, where am I? This is amazing. And then we took him up to look at the murals too. And he and his fiance were just, she's from Chicago, and she said, this is incredible, but they loved your place. They thought it was so beautiful, and they were so happy to see it in downtown Clinton.
We have a lot of people that come in, and they're like, oh, I feel like I just walked into Chicago.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said, this is just as nice as any place we go in Chicago. It's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
New food menu?
Yes. So Saturday is our one-year celebration, so we're going to roll out some food also.
That's a big step.
Yes.
It is, because for the last year I said we will never serve food. I don't care.
It's a whole new dynamic for people that open up a bar. You're adding a whole new level now of responsibility and permitting and licenses and
So we went simple to start, and we had Courtney from the state in, and I said, tell me what I can do without having to get a whole nother license or make a whole bunch of modifications in the back, because we're just not ready to do that yet. But he gave me a list, and so we worked with that. And we're going to have my favorite is the chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah, which I've had the opportunity to taste test. Delish.
Can we have samples?
You can.
Okay, cool. No, and I read your sheet. And one of the things, like you're saying this, I said I'd never, ever do that. But on your jot form that you turned in for this podcast, you said always keep an open mind.
Yes.
Yeah, so chicken salad sandwich. What else we got?
We'll have pulled pork. And then we're going to do soup flights. That's what started this, was somebody had asked me if we could do soup flights, and I thought, we could probably do that.
What does that mean?
So soup flight, you know, like a beer flight. If you go into a brewery and your bar and you say, can I have a flight? You get the small glasses that have samples of each of the bars that are on tap.
Oh, nice.
Then now you'll be able to go into the Rusty Barrel and say, can I have a soup flight? And it'll be samples of the soups that they have available.
Nice. Yep.
So you'll have, there's three. You can do three, and then it'll come with a roll and some breadsticks and...
Yeah.
And then we'll do taco flights, probably not right away, but we'll do like chicken, pork, and I don't know yet.
Yeah. Yeah. The world's your oysters.
Oysters. Oyster bar.
You get oysters.
I love oysters. Yeah.
I love oysters. Little Justin bit of lemon
hates
juice.
Oysters.
Little Justin's the hubby, by the way.
Yes, so, Justin.
He hates oysters, but a little bit of what do you got? Lemon juice on there and a dab of Tabasco.
Yum.
Right down the gullet. I kill some oysters.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the one.
I'll share pictures after this of Justin's oyster experience.
Do it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm the one, if they have like all you can eat oysters, I go in there like challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Challenge
all
accepted.
You can eat.
And then of course the big pretzels.
Yes. Yeah. Pretzels. We slowly brought those out. We didn't do a whole lot of advertising for them right away, but we had actually one of our guest bartending events, and I think we sold like 24 of them. It was like one right after another for the whole 3 hours.
And when she says it's a large, or a, in her notes there, big a pretzel, she's not lying. This
like
pretzel is like the size of your face. So it
16
is a,
ounces.
It's a big deal. So if you're low carbonate, probably not the best bet.
No.
But if you're trying to suck up those booze, the best thing you can buy is
another
the big
challenge
pretzel.
Accepted.
Yeah, and it comes with some dipping sauces, and that's all great stuff.
So do you lay in bed at night? I got to use my proper English. If you lie in bed at night, do you just have ideas just floating around all the time?
Yes. It's just like all day long.
Is it?
Yes, and it'll be the most random stuff, which is where half my businesses come from.
That's so cool, though.
Because she also has a donut truck. Did you know this?
Donut truck. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So realtor by day, bar owner by night, slinging fried pastries by the weekends.
An excavating company.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have River City Enterprises.
Yeah.
So probably the busiest woman in the city of Clinton.
And kids.
And kids.
And a few.
Lots
of kids. So let's talk about Tailgate and Tall Boys.
Yes.
Coming up June 6th, 7th, and 8th, the premier country music festival happening in Clinton, Iowa, featuring artists like Jelly Roll, Bailey Zimmerman, Shine Down, which I'm super excited about. They actually gave a shout out to Clinton, Iowa on social media the other day and played some B-roll of their concerts, and I was super stoked. Shine Down speaks to me just because that's my gen, you know, that's my generation. Nate Smith, Josh Ross, and the list goes on and on and on. But at the Rusty Barrel Lounge, you are having a Tailgate and Tall Boys pre-party?
Yes.
Yes.
So what does that look like?
We don't have all the details yet, but we'll have live music during the day. So last year we had, each day we had a different artist come in. Some were local, some were from like Cedar Rapids area. Brooke Byam actually is really helpful with that. She kind of lined everything up for the music and scattered them throughout downtown. So no matter where you walked down there, you saw or heard something going on. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do that again, but hopefully like on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
We want to get everybody downtown kind of involved and do like a, maybe like a street party type thing before. There's a lot of ideas floating around.
So. Yeah, do it. Nice. Shut her down.
Yeah.
That's what I'm all about.
Block it off.
Yep. I love that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been asking City Hall for a long time. Like, I want to shut down my block and just have like a block party. Remember those? Growing up
for
where people would just come out? I mean, that's before you had to go through all the rigmarole with the municipality and get licenses or permits or whatever to shut things down. But when neighbors would just like show up with booze and a potluck and you would hang out and have fun. I want to bring that stuff back old school.
And I love that you're doing it. I love that you have this idea that you want to bring people together.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. So you got a lot going on, but coming up, what we're really here to celebrate is 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
Coming up 29th of March. You got the Paint It Back folks coming in to do guest bartending. And then what are you doing on the 30th?
We are going to have some samples of different booze that we have.
Yeah.
And then, our food. We'll roll that out, and we'll have Brooke singing from 7 to 10.
You know, you've never asked me to come and sing, you know? She has. Did you ever get asked? No?
I can't believe it.
I mean, you got Brooke Byer.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I got skipped, I
Not
guess.
Annie Sokolovich or Jenny Holmes. You should start duo.
During your guest bartending night, you can also be the singer.
I've been known to dabble in a little 90s hip-hop karaoke.
That's right. Do it.
Yeah. So it's a, I joke. I love Brooke. Every time she walks in, we had a great event there last week. We had our manufacturing network events. Mm-hmm. We had a great turnout, and Brooke and her band played. And I think that really added to the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. She's got a great following.
It kept people from our event around for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Like probably a long time.
Super talented.
Like I was like, dude, you guys gotta go and start paying rent.
That's right.
Brooke was actually our first live music event when we opened, so it was nice she came back around for our anniversary.
She's good. There's another great community volunteer.
Oh yeah.
Brooke. And she does a lot for the downtown. Yep. What are we missing? Anything?
We have bands coming up every weekend in April and May. So if you watch our Facebook page, it's every Saturday. The 6th of April is our birthday party.
Yes.
Lindsay's birthday's on what day? Again?
The 7th.
The 7th. And mine, just because I like to celebrate, is on the 19th. We are having a combined birthday party. It's just a reason to drink.
Why not?
On the 6th. So come on out.
Who's going to be playing?
Josephus Drooling Piano. He is. He's in Spoiler Alert.
Yeah.
And the dude is wicked talented. He doesn't wear shoes. He plays barefoot, which fine, whatever. You know, if you're a foot person, that's great. But the cool thing about it is the guy sits there. He's got stacked keys, meaning he's got a set up top, set up bottom, playing the top ones, playing the bottom ones. And then next song, he just flips a guitar around and he starts jamming out on a guitar. So he's a stud musician. And
it's so good to watch.
An all around great guy. Mm-hmm. So April 6th, that'll be cool.
Yep. And then that next weekend, we have Down 24. On the 18th is the Downtown Wine Walk, and it's a adult prom theme. So we're going to do the after party for us.
On what day?
April 18th. I think maybe a Thursday.
I need to find an outfit.
You do.
Yes, this is going to be
adult
epic.
Adult prom.
I know. That's great. I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, Jenny Tucker is obsessed with Taylor Swift, and she's going to do a Swiftie sing-along on the 20th.
Oh, my gosh.
She is very excited. I told her, if you want to plan it, have at it, because I don't know any of that stuff.
Maybe we'll have a mini earthquake. It'll show up on the Richter scale like in
because
the
of
concerts.
All the Swiftie fans.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep, and then the 26th, you're going to bust
guest
out your
bartend. So we have the River City Crush is my son's baseball team, and thanks again to Lindsay for allowing us to do a little fundraising, but we'll be there on the 26th. I'll be there spinning bottles and pouring booze.
What's your favorite drink to make?
Mine's easy. It's called Canadian Club. The ingredients go like this. Glass, Canadian Club, consume.
That's repeat.
Repeat, yeah.
Yep. And then we have staph infection on the 27th.
Oh, yeah.
May, we have 3-Day Rain, which I think they opened for Tailgate and Tall Boys last year.
Very cool.
Nice.
Wayward Gypsies, they're from Texas.
Now talk about them. You told me a little bit about them.
Yep. So Dee and Kevin Kettleson, who come in all the time.
Love the Kettlesons.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are traveling over the winter, and they came across these guys and told them that they should come up this way. So they reached out, and they're going to be up here in May.
That's cool.
Yeah. Wow.
Bringing some Texas bands to
national. Going national.
Very cool.
And then the 25th, we have Jake Stack, which he first came here during Tailgate and Tall Boys for our pre-party last year. He's come a couple times since then. But then in June, Music on the Avenue starts. So then every Thursday.
June, July, right?
Yeah.
And August.
And August.
I think two in August.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah. No, excited about that.
Yep.
Music.
Wow. I love it. People love live music. So we always ask all of our guests, what advice can you offer our listeners regarding how to run or manage a successful business? And you put in here, always have an open mind. Don't assume you know the best way to do something and don't be afraid to ask for help. Surround yourself with positive, successful people and learn from them. Build a strong team who challenges and inspires you. I love that. Do you want to build on it at all?
Well, I told everybody I know nothing about this going into it. So
this what, the bar?
Everything in my life. But no. you got to
stay on your toes. At least you're honest. I love it.
But yeah, no, especially the bar. Yeah. I had no idea what I was doing. I never drank anything other than like a bottle of wine and
some
every
Bush
now
light.
And then some. Yeah. Yep,
Bush.
Some
we're in Iowa, so you got to have some.
Yeah, too. Yep. You know what I love about Lindsay, though? And just guess what I'm going to say. I bet you can guess it. Something I love about Lindsay, when you first meet her and as you know anything she's doing, what? She's got a smile on her face.
Oh, always. Even if it's not going well.
Not even if it's bad, she's got a smile on her face.
Yeah. You should have wrote that down. Always be smiling.
You are. It's so positive.
And then you did right here when we asked to share a favorite quote or a book title. You said in quotes, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't do. And that is from Ricky Rogers.
That's good.
So that speaks directly to what you're doing. I mean, You're out there slinging stuff, side hustles, selling houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you're doing well at all of those things. And it's really come from a place of just, you know, you're not a risk adverse person.
No. I mean, I like
and
that.
What
you
you're
say,
doing takes a lot of guts.
I like that that you say, I want to do this. And then you do it. That's so hard for people.
Yeah,
how do you do it?
I don't know.
Because I'm chicken. How do you do that?
Once you can figure it out, you bottle that stuff and I'll help you market it.
Right.
Because I know that I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I have the entrepreneurial tick and an itch, and I'm always looking to scratch it. But I get very, intimidated.
Yeah.
Just by idea of what do I do if this fails? Mm-hmm. You know, I've had businesses in the past and they've been somewhat successful enough to just support myself and my family. But my grandfather owned a bar for 40 plus years and just absolutely crushed it. And I reflect back on the days that, you know, he was in high spirits because business is good. And then I remember days where, you know, he was a little low because business wasn't good. And that's part of being an entrepreneur. But to take on everything that you've been able to accomplish really is not only something to be, it's commendable, and it's inspiring.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being in our community.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank
I love
you so
it here.
Much.
This is the type of people that make Clinton tick and make Clinton fun.
I think there's a lot going on. I mean, I really think if you say that there's nothing to do here, you're like out of the loop.
Yeah. Right.
Because there's always something going on.
Good point.
I always say that. You know, and I always say this too. There's no utopia, right?
No.
I half jokingly say this. I've lived all over the country. Mm-hmm. And that was because Uncle Sam, the United States military, moved me all over the country. But that being said, there's no utopia. There's no perfect space where people are like, you know, I love my property taxes. Mm-hmm. We have just the right amount of potholes. You know, there's just nowhere, everywhere you go, people complain. And I just think when we interviewed Ari and we interviewed Carrie from Citizens First Bank, we had the conversation towards the end of the show about having a kind of a world view. But here we have somebody who grew up in the community and just continues to be passionate about the town that she lives in and she's raising her family in. So
it's so easy to be in a town and live in it for so long and say, this is wrong. That's wrong. They need to do something about it. You don't do that. You say, I'll do it. I'm going to do something about it. And the things that you do are impactful. And the things that you do help people. You know, you own a business that makes people happy.
Well, the Rusty Barrel, I mean, Vinny's sat vacant for how long?
Long time.
So that was technically, you know, kind of a risky investment.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't really know what the condition of the building was or what you were going to have to put into it from an upfront capital standpoint, whether it be, you know, a roof or, and then you also have dreams and aspirations of doing something beyond just the first floor where the Rusty is, but doing something on the second floor too. And that takes working with the city, that takes getting, you know, permits and licenses and nothing necessarily is easy if you want it to become successful. So good luck to everything that you do and maintain the hustle.
Thank you.
Always willing to learn. If yes. That's what it seems like.
Yep.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being on our show. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah. Anytime you want to come on back. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, this is Andy Sokolovich, President and CEO of Grow Clinton, as always joined by Jenny Holm. Jenny, thank you so much for being on
thank
the show
you.
Today.
Thank you. I love it.
This is very exciting. I'm glad we're doing this podcast. I learn a lot.
Me too.
Remember, the Grow Clinton podcast powered by, and I get the sound effect next time I put this show together, we'll have like an explosion or something like
that. Yeah.
Miles Telephone, again, fast, affordable, reliable. Miles Telephone brings high-speed internet, television, and telephone service to Miles, Iowa, and the surrounding communities to include Clinton. If you're looking for fast, affordable, reliable internet service, it's fiber, it's high speed, and it's coming your way. If it's not there already, it's coming your way soon. This is Andy Sokolovich from the Grow Clinton Podcast. We will talk to you guys soon. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.